AM Morning News was brought to you by the Public Service Pension Fund, PSPF.
Life is busy, and sometimes updating your information can feel like a burden. But outdated details can delay access to PSPF services when you need them most. The PSPF eKYC platform is a simple, secure way to update your information anytime, anywhere. With just a few steps, you can verify your identity, update your records, and stay connected. eKYC uses secure digital verification methods like one-time passwords and identity validation to ensure your information is accurate and protected. Keep your records up to date and enjoy faster access to your pension services. No queues, no paperwork, just convenience at your fingertips. Visit www.pspf.org.zm today and update your details with PSPF eKYC. PSPF. Keeping your pension promise. Bringing you hot off the press news from Lusaka, Otago, Livingstone, and Copperbelt News Bureau. The Power FM News.
NGOCC raises concern over rising candidate withdrawals ahead of the August 4.
ZCCMIS, wonderful group partner in $30 million lime and cement venture.
And within international news, African leaders sound alarm on impact of climate change and urbanization.
Moroccan giant RS Bakken, I Power Dynamo star Moses Shuma.
And now, Power FM News.
Up front, I'm Reliable Yuzavere, I'm Grace Wanje.
And I'm Shekinah Sakala.
The Non-Governmental Gender Organizations Coordinating Council, NGOCC, is concerned over the rise in reports of candidate withdrawals ahead of the August 13th general elections, particularly involving independent and opposition candidates leaving mainly ruling party candidates on the ballot. The council notes that while candidate withdrawals can be voluntary for personal or strategic reasons, the development highlights the growing pattern across multiple areas, which raises public concerns about possible intimidation, coercion, fear, or undue political pressure. NGOCC Board Chairperson Beauty Katere has warned that such developments risk undermining public confidence in the integrity, competitiveness, and inclusiveness of Zambia's democratic process. Ms. Katere adds that the democracy thrives where citizens can freely participate, contest, campaign, and associate without fear. She explains that elections must offer a genuine platform for political choice, diverse views, and equal participation for all eligible candidates, regardless of their political affiliation or status. The council is therefore calling on the Zambia Police Service and relevant law enforcement agencies to urgently investigate reports and allegations relating to candidate withdrawals, intimidation, harassment, or coercion. NGOCC is also calling on the Electoral Commission of Zambia, ECZ, and other oversight bodies to remain vigilant and ensure that the electoral environment is free, fair, and conducive for all participants. Ms. Katebe is further urging political parties and their supporters to uphold peace, tolerance, and respect for democratic competition.
The Non-Governmental Gender Organizations Coordinating Council, NGOCC, wishes to express deep concern over the increasing reports of candidate withdrawals in the ongoing electoral process, particularly allegations emerging from areas such as Kalomo, where it is being reported that independent and opposition candidates have all withdrawn from the race, leaving only the ruling party candidate on the ballot. While candidates may voluntarily withdraw for personal or strategic reasons, the growing pattern of withdrawals in multiple areas has raised legitimate public concern regarding possible intimidation, coercion, fear, or undue political pressure. Such development risks undermining public confidence in the integrity, competitiveness, and inclusiveness of Zambia's democratic processes.
In a separate development, the Electoral Commission of Zambia has dismissed as false and malicious allegations circulating on the Patriotic Front Facebook page, claiming that the commission intends to ban or sanction presidential candidate Brian Mundivile and his running mate Makhebi Zulu. Chief Electoral Officer Brown Kasaro says the allegations are fabricated and meant to mislead the public and undermine confidence in the electoral process. Mr. Kasaro explains that ECZ Chairperson Mwangalaza Loomis, acting as returning officer for the presidential election, has already duly declared Mr. Mundivile and Mr. Zulu as nominated candidates in line with the constitution and the electoral laws. He adds that the claims suggesting the commission is secretly seeking grounds to reverse the nomination process are dishonest and irresponsible.
Human resource expert and people strategist Mwene Chileka has expressed concern over the rise of the sexual harassment in the workplace, highlighting the hospitality industry as particularly vulnerable due to its large number of low-grade workers who are often desperate to keep their jobs. Ms. Chileka is calling on companies and organizations to continuously educate employees about policies against sexual harassment and workplace exploitation, noting that exploitation can take various forms, including sexual, emotional, and verbal harassment. In an interview, she pointed out that while many organizations have policies in place, they often fail to communicate with them effectively to the staff. She stressed the importance of workers understanding reporting procedures and being assured protection from victimization when reporting abuse. Ms. Chileka also urged employers to implement anonymous reporting platforms and create safe environments that encourage employees to speak out without fear of retaliation.
And within a separate development, ZCCM Investments Holdings PLC, also known as ZCCMIH, has signed a joint venture agreement with Wonderful Group of Companies Limited to establish Ndola Lime 2026 Limited, a new firm that will operate an integrated lime and cement production facility. Effective from May 26, 2026, Wonderful Group will invest a total of $30 million in the project, comprising of $30 million in the project, comprising of $5 million shareholder loan and a $25 million equity in financing. ZCCMIH will contribute assets valued at 36.9 million kwacha, approximately 1.92 million, rather, approximately 1.92 million US dollars of Limestone Resources Limited to the joint venture, and will also write off outstanding debts amounting to 1.29 million US dollars from Limestone Resources Limited to a joint venture. Under the agreement, Wonderful Group will hold a 55% stake, while ZCCMIH will own 45% of Ndola Lime 2026 Limited. According to the statement, the project will be executed in three phases.
In international news, Rwanda is using environmental DNA technology to help detect endangered species like mountain gorillas and golden monkeys, as scientists and conservationists seek new ways to monitor biodiversity in dense forests threatened by climate change and human activity. Deep inside Rwanda's Volcanoes National Park, scientists are testing a new method to track wildlife hidden beneath thick vegetation and rugged mountain terrain. Known as environmental DNA or eDNA, the technology identifies species to traces of genetic material, including fur, saliva, or feces left behind in soil and water. The approach is being introduced by the African Wildlife Foundation in partnership with the Rwandan government and conservation groups, with the goal of building a comprehensive inventory of species across the country. Researchers say the method could strengthen efforts to protect endangered animals such as mountain gorillas and golden monkeys, while reducing direct human interference during wildlife surveys.
Still in international news, as climate change continues to wreak havoc across Africa, leaders attending the World Urban Forum in Baku, Azerbaijan, have sounded the alarm. They say extreme weather events and rapid urbanization are outpacing the ability to respond to the crisis, and that the money to fix it is just not there. The forum brought together government leaders, urban planners, researchers, and development partners from 176 countries to discuss housing challenges affecting billions of people. This included representatives of Angola, Ethiopia, the Gambia, and South Africa. Mogesh Tadesh, Chief Resilience Officer at Addis Ababa City Resilience Project Office, said many homes are being destroyed by flooding during the rainy season. Tadesh added that this has a cascading effect on both public health and the livelihood of residents. The United Nations says sustainable urbanization and access to homes are central to achieving global development goals. We'll take a short break and we'll return with the sports news.
More news still to come on Power FM. Osaka is your number one hit station.
We bring you the best audience and the out of the